to Russia with support. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. China's leader will go to Moscow next week, and Xi Jinping plans to be there Monday to Wednesday. The U.S. has warned the Chinese not to give Russia weapons to use in its ongoing war in Ukraine, which the Chinese foreign minister says could spin out of control, urging his Ukrainian counterpart to hold peace talks with Russia. This days after Russia took down an American drone over the Black Sea.
Pentagon officials tell Fox News the order to aggressively harass a U.S. drone over the Black Sea came from Russian leadership. It ended with the drone damaged and ditched in the water. Russia dispatched ships to recover the wreckage. Pentagon officials say the Russian Navy recovered nothing of value.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kyiv, Ukraine. 11 banks, including Chase and Citigroup, have grouped together to try to save another one considered at risk. They've deposited $30 billion into First Republic following the recent failures of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told a Senate hearing the U.S. banking system is sound.
And that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them.
Senators asked why Signature Bank poured its money into risky investments. The GOP says inflation triggered higher interest rates, and that cost SVB. Democrats said well-heeled interest softened banking regulations 5 years ago.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram. A setback in court for North Dakota in an attempt to ban abortions. The state Supreme Court allowing a lower court order blocking it to stay in place after a clinic sued.
The Chief Justice writing that while lawmakers have the authority to regulate abortion, the clinic has shown likely success on the merits of the case. Courts have blocked bans in several other states, too, while 14 states have abortion bans in effect.
Fox's Lisa Brady is up to 10 people now charged with second-degree murder in the death of a black man at a Virginia mental hospital earlier this month. Seven of them sheriff's deputies. Irvo Otieno's family says video shows he was already in handcuffs and leg irons when deputies held him down, pushing him to the ground. A prosecutor says he was smothered, died of asphyxiation. America's listening.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Shortly after, a federal prosecutor overseeing the investigation into the Capitol riot on January 6, 2 years ago, said as many as 1,200 more people could face charges in addition to the 1,000-plus arrested already. A newspaper editor is busted.
The FBI arrested Elliot Resnick, the chief editor of the Jewish Press in New York City, on charges including civil disorder and assault of or interference with law enforcement. They say video show Resnick grabbing and holding the arm of a Capitol Police sergeant who was spraying a chemical irritant to prevent rioters from entering the Capitol on January 6, 2021, and another officer trying to remove Resnick's hand from the sergeant's arm. The FBI affidavit says before the riot, Resnick posted social media messages echoing the baseless claims by former President Trump that Democrats stole the election. In New York, Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are now lower the day after a banking optimism-fueled rally. March has gone mad, and there have already been some betting brackets busted in the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
In the South region, number 2 seed Arizona lost to Princeton, and the number 4 seed Virginia had the ball and a 2-point lead in the closing seconds of its game before number 13 seed Furman had a magical March moment.
Clark in a straight jacket. He didn't need to do that. He threw it away. Hing Pickens. Goal! Furman leads. Did we just see what we think we just saw? Wow!
That call courtesy of True TV and the NCAA. Elsewhere in the South region, moving on with wins were Alabama, San Diego State, Missouri, and Maryland. Advancing out of the West region, Kansas and Arkansas. Also moving on to round two, Duke in the East region and Texas in the Midwest. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
There will be 16 more men's games today and 16 games in the women's tournament. Its first round starts today. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.